It's Tuesday, September 30th, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. A pioneering full-body X-ray machine, the Lodox, capable of scanning the entire body in 13 seconds, has been delivered to Karutura Intermediate State Hospital. News on One's Selma Tapopi reports that the $13 million machine, donated by the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund, is the first in local healthcare and will improve trauma assessment and clinical services.
Speaking during the official handover, MVA Fund CEO Rosalia Martens-House Siku said the machine is installed at the hospital's emergency unit, which currently attends to about 4,600 patients per month, an average of 150 patients daily, with figures often exceeding 200 on weekends.
Domestic consumers are increasingly relying on microlenders, with recent data showing significant growth in loans. Term borrowers take out nearly 28,000 per month, while payday borrowers, making up 82% of the loan book, borrow just under 4,000. Overall loans rose almost 45% for last year to 5.2 billion, according to the Chief Executive Officer of the Namibia Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority, Kenneth Matamola.
The non-bank financial institutions sector at the end of quarter two accounted for 72% of the financial system's assets and remained sound, stable, resilient, and did not pose a risk to the financial system's stability. They look after 1,126 entities and 15,119 intermediaries. We received about 105 complaints, and 79% of these complaints were resolved, and 300,000 was put back in the pockets of the consumers.
The Bank of Namibia officially issued upgraded Namibia dollar banknotes and a new coin series in the Hardap region in Mariental. The launch follows the unveiling by President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa in July, marking the bank's 35th anniversary under the theme "Our Currency, Our Heritage, Our Pride." Meet the next generation of the Namibia dollar, said Acting Deputy Director of Communications Naufiku Hamunime.
The new coinage series has been fully reimagined for the first time in over three decades, with updated dimensions, materials, and weights to make them smaller, lighter, and more durable. The coins are rich in symbolism, representing the economic sectors that power Namibia's growth and identity. They retain the portraits of founding father Dr. Sam Nujoma and Captain Hendrik Witbooi on the front. Enhancements to the series include the use of composite substrate on the $10 and $20 notes, color-shifting inks, transparent and embossed windows, and tactile marks for the visually impaired.
As of today, the upgraded banknotes and the new coin series will be available at banking halls countrywide and at ATMs of commercial banks. The Nigeria Labour Congress has put its members on red alert as tensions rise between the Dangote Petroleum Refinery and the Petroleum and Natural Gas Senior Staff Association of Nigeria. In a report by Business Day Nigeria, the union alleges that more than 800 workers were unfairly dismissed, while the refinery denies mass layoffs, citing safety and sabotage concerns. Air France and Airbus are facing an appeal against their acquittal over the 2009 crash of a flight from Rio de Janeiro to Paris, which killed 228 people on board. Ross Cullen is our correspondent.
The companies blamed the crash on pilot error, denying any criminal responsibility. And in 2023, a court ruled that while the airline and the aviation giant had committed negligent acts, they could not be proven to have directly caused the crash. But prosecutors have lodged an appeal under pressure from victims' families. The retrial started on Monday and runs through to the end of November, and the companies face $264,000 fines each, alongside significant reputational damage if found liable.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.